Welcome to the Podfathers, live from Houston, outside the Totino's house, sitting around the pool. It's just about February, which means in a couple weeks, it will be Valentine's Day, and you will have to get your wife some flowers. If you don't, you will go directly to the doghouse. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. This is something you absolutely cannot forget, so I'm reminding you now. Place your order now. There's no reason to wait. You know you're going to have to do it. So go to thebooks.com and order your wife Valentine's Day flowers to be delivered, maybe at her office, maybe at home, doesn't matter where. They have to get to her on Valentine's Day. The Books provide some of the most beautiful flowers in the world, literally. I'm talking about flowers that are grown on the sides of volcanoes, in the hills of Colombia, all over some of the most beautiful places in the world, the biggest, most vibrant flowers. Schedule your delivery right now. She's going to need them. If you don't get them, you're in trouble. Valentine's Day is important to the girls, so treat your wife, treat your baby mama like she deserves to be. Go to thebooks.com, that's thebooks, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Use the promo code KFC, and you're going to get 20% off that order. Once again, thebooks.com, promo code KFC, 20% off the flowers that are going to make your wife happy on Valentine's Day. I'm sitting right here with my man, Uncle Chaps. We're quote-unquote working, but as far as family life, dad life, we are on vacation. We are sitting with our feet up outside the pool at the Totino's house in Houston for Super Bowl week. Chapsy, how we doing, my man?
I'm doing great because this kind of feels like what you would see on TV and you're like, how the fuck do those assholes get paid to do that? And that's kind of what I feel like today. Like,
this is one of those moments.
We keep getting all these emails from like Erica and Dave and they're like, this isn't a vacation. And I'm like, well,
But
really? I mean, we are working, we're grinding, we're shooting videos, we're shooting content, we're doing all this stuff. But at the same time, we're coming back. There's a pool, there's a jacuzzi. None of those things exist in my house.
I was going to say.
And I don't give a shit what anyone says. If there's a pool and a jacuzzi, it's kind of a vacation.
Absolutely.
No matter where you're
at. There's not a pool and a jacuzzi at work. There's a pool and a jacuzzi on vacation, no matter what the circumstances are. Don't get me wrong. Everyone is working hard. But right now, back in New York, I'd be sitting in snow.
Yeah.
Right now, I'd be commuting into
work. Got a text from Clem and M just a few minutes ago.
Do we have, we probably have Angry Clem going right now.
Angry Clem is, no, that's why we can't call him.
Because I think
he said that he knows that we're sitting poolside shooting the podcast, and he just said that there was 3 inches of snow, possibly more coming, and his wife already had to be the one that shovels it. So, you know, even though he's relieved he doesn't have to do it, he's got baby duty the rest of the night.
I was going to say, if your wife's on shoveling duty, I don't even know what you're doing to make up for that. You better get those books going.
You better get your back rub hands going.
Big time.
You better get those books flowers.
Yep, for sure. I mean, I am currently, this is day like 6 for me, away from the house, away from home.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that you left last Wednesday and I only left Sunday.
Like the longest trip ever, man. And, you know, I keep talking about how I'm in the doghouse. But it's an interesting dynamic because part of me, the devil on my shoulder part of me is like, this is fucking sweet. Hanging out with the boys, like we said, feet up by the pool. No baby duty. No, you know, no getting up early or late nights. It's just, it's easy peasy. But the guilt is real, man.
Dude,
I feel so guilty right now.
Yes, like this morning, I still try to do the before my daughter goes to daycare FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting in. It was like 12:31, which is late for us. Like, it's crazy late. I'm sitting here like 10
o'clock. We'll talk about bedtimes in a little bit. It's tough.
I'm thinking, how are these people going to go to work tomorrow? Like, we don't start until like 9 in the morning, but the other people, like, they're out there, dude. And I'm just like, what are you people doing? Like, it's late. Do you not know it's Monday?
This is just irresponsible.
Yeah. And so I wake up like a zombie at like 6:45 to talk to my daughter before she goes to daycare in the morning. And I'm like, man, I am so tired. But I know if I slept through that call or didn't answer when that call came, it's not going to be remembered that I was out till 1 o'clock in the morning doing work stuff. It's that I am sleeping in.
Yep, right. Now you're
and I can't
lazy.
Do it.
Now
even if that phone call didn't come, I'm waiting for the phone call. And my wife wouldn't care.
No.
She would understand.
But she wouldn't really care. She would kind of understand, but she could easily just be like, I don't care.
And when you're gone, you always feel like you have to make up. Like, anything that you normally would disagree with, you have to eat it.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Everything that they want to do, like, totally fine.
1,000%. Yep, everything they say, you're right, I'm yeah, wrong. We're going to get right this. Right now, I'm on the road, and I'd be in trouble if I say
anything
otherwise.
I'm
going
to buy this thing. Sure. Get two.
Ladies out yeah. there, girls, I'm pretty sure you probably already know this, but to all the moms out there, all the girlfriends and wives, you know you got us by the nuts when we're away. You can get anything you've been angling for. That's the time to bring it up, because we'll give you whatever you want and say whatever it takes when we're away.
Because the guilt is unbelievable, man.
I mean, part of it is, like, there's always going to be a level of me that's, like, just trying to keep my head above water in my relationship. I'm just always putting my foot in my mouth. I'm always in trouble. So part of me is like, just worried about that. But there is an element of me that's just like, I feel so bad that I'm leaving you out to dry on your own, because I know how fucking hard it is and how much it can suck sometimes. Like, it really is. You need that partner in crime. Even just being away for a few days, I have just such a newfound respect for single parents. When I'm like, you do this all the time? Yeah. It's always this way? I mean, we can't handle it, you know, a week or two at a time. Imagine if that was just life 24/7.
But we also talked about how there was elements that we couldn't go back. I could not go back to single life.
No, we would get eaten alive.
I mean, it just, for instance, at the house that I'm staying in, some of the younger guys like Caleb and Roan and
young and happy,
Brett and Glenny, like a lot of the younger guys are there, and then it's me and PFT. The house is always messy, dude, and I don't get it. And I wasn't the cleanest of fellows whenever I was a young guy. Like, I had to have a cleaning lady come once a month, because no matter how hard I tried when I was a single dad,
doesn't
my
work.
House would just never get clean.
Right.
It was never clean.
Right.
It wasn't like dirty, but it was never clean.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
This house is dirty. Like, I walked in after eating lunch today, banana peels everywhere. Like, how there's 18 fucking coffee cups, like, around.
Yo, the first night we were in the Totino's house, the next morning, I'm walking around with a garbage bag, and every bottle of water and every beer was like 75% full. It's just everybody opening them and leaving them everywhere they went. And
people leaving the doors open?
This is just mayhem.
Am I trying to...
Pure anarchy.
Am I trying to air condition the outside? Like, there's
this is just wasteful, fellas.
Somebody was trying to light a cigarette with a burning napkin.
Oh, that's just dangerous.
Yeah, that's a safety violation.
I will call the fire department yeah. right now, young men. The difference, I mean, like you said, though, we were there. We were those guys. But eventually you just become, like, old, washed up, and lame, and you start to worry about that stuff. And it's like OCD. Now I can't imagine life living like that. What I thought was really funny, too, is just watching you tweeted about it before this trip. You were like, I'm genuinely concerned about being up past midnight 5 nights in a row.
Yes.
I was, too. I didn't voice it. Because even that sounded washed up, even by my standards. I was like, I'm genuinely concerned about this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And I have to do the show. I'm working. And
yeah,
I'm like,
you're like,
shit,
doing
I don't know
it.
If I'm
can standing there trying. And everybody's like, Chaps is drunk. No, Chaps is fucking tired. Like, Chaps is just sleepy.
Yo, by the way, side note. Like, when you're drunk and awake, you don't look nearly as fucked up as when you're drunk and sleepy. You can have just a little buzz, but yeah. If you're tired, you look like you're completely blacked out.
And
that's just the way it goes.
And last night was 2 nights in a row that at that point that we had been up till midnight. I don't even know what I'm going to look like on Thursday.
I was going to say it's the snowball effect.
I'm going to look
it
like
it keeps getting exponentially worse.
I'm basically going to look like Portnoy on the way down. I'm going to have like Bell's palsy face.
I mean,
no disrespect to anybody that has Bell's palsy out there.
I've been getting a lot closer with Portnoy on this trip, and you start to see why he is the way he is and looks the way he looks, because he's been doing this for 10 extra years.
Yeah, when I first got hired.
Speaking of the devil.
Dave was
I have a whole newfound respect for you. I see why your face is falling apart and why you are the way you are after just like 5 days on the road in this kind of trip. You've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, man. So we were talking about
Portnoy's face?
Yeah, so, I mean, I just have a newfound respect. When you start doing this that many days in a row, you know, and multiple trips, I can understand where it takes its toll. How are you surviving? I mean, like you said, we're on day, for you, 3.
Yeah, just day 3. And I'm usually good like, I feel like my body is like, I'm at the point of being an old man where I don't get a hangover the next day. It takes me like 3 days.
Right.
And then it was like, what the fuck was that about?
Right.
Like, no. Right.
Your body's like, don't ever do that to me again.
Yeah. And I feel like that's where I'm at. And when I go to New York, it's that way because I'm there from, I try to be there first one, leave and last one.
You got to cram
it. Like, yeah. Try to get, and I feel like by day four is usually when I'm really, really struggling and ready to go
That's
home.
Enough.
So I think Thursday is going to be a rough day.
And then we got the party on Friday.
I don't even want to fucking talk about the party. Like, everybody is so excited about
it. I wish we had that on camera. Your face was just so genuine. Like, I don't want any part of this, man.
I was telling PFT on when we were going to eat breakfast this morning. I was like, what am I going to do
at the party? I know. We're going
to
stand around.
I don't know what to wear. I don't know
what
to do.
I'm very concerned about what to wear. Especially because I know Club Dave is going to come out in some, like, Italian leather. I'm like, I've got, like, a blue button-up shirt.
I brought a shirt from H&M. Like, exactly. I had, like, an H&M shirt that was, like, $8. It was on sale, like, the closeout winter. I don't even know if it's the right seasonal colors.
So, I actually, I texted Alyssa, our, like, marketing sales, jack of all trades, Jill of all trades. I'm like, what do I wear? And she was like, bring one button up and bring one, like, cotton shirt. I was like, what the fuck is a cotton shirt? What does
like
that
a
mean?
T-shirt?
Like, I think she wanted me to have, like, a stylish, fancy T-shirt. I'm like, I got Barstool t-shirts. Like, I don't know what a cotton shirt means.
Like this?
Just, yeah, I don't know. Like I'll wear the ZB t-shirt.
I'll wear that.
I'm just like, somebody dress me and somebody tell me what to do when I'm there. Also, it probably is going to go to like 2 in the morning.
I don't even know what that means. Like,
what are we going
to
do?
And then I have to drive. I'm driving home on Saturday.
Oh, bro.
I'm probably going to crash and die.
I mean, I got to get to the airport and fly. And then the worst part of these things for us as dads is when you do these, you do a work trip, you do a bachelor party, you do something where you go away and you go balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
When you come home, your wife just throws you the baby.
Yeah, it's tag
like,
team.
Here
you're
you go.
Tagged in.
Yeah, I've been dealing with this for 72 hours, or in my case, you know, 400 hours. Your turn now. So you're at your most tired. You're at your most hungover. You just did all this crazy work for a week, and now your real job kicks back in.
But flip side, I know. I don't mean to do it. I 100% know I do that to my wife. When she goes out of town for a business trip.
Here you go.
I'm like, well, here we go. And I just try to make the house as clean as possible whenever she gets there.
Yep.
But you can't make it clean because they fuck it up. And my 4-year-old just doesn't understand. I'm like, mommy's coming home. We have to keep it clean. She's like, well, yeah, I'm not going to get in trouble. Like, if it's dirty,
it's going to be on you, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm getting out all my Legos, all my puzzles. I don't even like puzzles, but I'm putting those fuckers everywhere.
You start to have, like, new respect for things like, I don't know if your mom ever used to tell you things like, we would have a cleaning lady come, and she'd be like, you have to clean before the cleaning lady comes. Like, you start to take... You realize how important those things are, and like making sure the house is clean before
somebody arrives.
100%
clean before the clean lady.
Yeah, I mean, it's things that I used to think were crazy, or like when my wife would be like, you know, you have to fold everything has to just be arranged on the coffee table nicely. You know, things that I used to be like, this is dumb. Now, when I know she's coming home, I'm like, we have to do these. We have to make sure these things happen. The cleanliness is as important as it gets.
When did you get to the point where you realized you were a domesticated dad?
There was a she went away for a business trip, I don't even know, 6 months ago, whatever it was. And in my head, I was like, it is time to, like, kick back, bachelor time. And, like, I couldn't even do it because there was, like, the house was dirty and there was laundry that needed to be done. And I remember I got, like, a cheesesteak and a couple beers and I was going to watch a movie. And I just ended up, like, doing chores the whole night. Because not because I like had to, but because I was like, if I don't get this done, it's gonna weigh on me. And I was like, oh shit, that's it for me.
So
I've been neutered.
In dog training, there's this overlying principle that if you teach the dog correctly, they'll do it without the handler present or not.
Okay.
So whenever you tell a dog where you pair a correction, where you pair a correction with a physical correction, that eventually, if you say just the verbal correction, the dog will have in its brain the same physical correction that came as long as they're paired together. It's the Pavlovian response.
Right.
I feel like dads, we have that.
Definitely.
Like when you're married for so long, you become domesticated
to the
point where you are it's a Pavlov response. Like it's nighttime, we ate, she ate macaroni, there's macaroni on the table. I can't leave this till the morning now.
You have to clean it up.
And I feel my mom used to say it, my wife used to say it, like that they couldn't relax until the house was clean. me being like a former bachelor marine guy, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like why can't you just
like what, just the, because, chaos, because there's just watch
like
TV.
Yeah. Like, oh, because there's a like a dish in the sink, you can't just enjoy this movie? What?
If there's a pile of clothes that's blocking the TV, I understand that that prohibits you from relaxing.
That's about it.
Other than that, yeah. What gets in the way? Like you have beer, you have TV, that's all you
that's
really need.
All you need in life.
But now I can't do that.
No, you need it needs everything needs to be like done and checked off the list before you can fully relax. And that is, I feel like, a pretty depressing realization for me, where I'm like, I became like a mom or my wife, or it's just like, yeah, no, I mean, I'm certainly not cool anymore. That's definitely gone. That ship sailed a long time ago.
I don't know if I would describe it as depressing. I would say it's scary. Like, yeah,
right.
Imagine going back to that. Like, I was getting in my truck leaving the house today, and I was like, I can't imagine going back to being single and being responsible for everything.
No.
Could not do it, man.
No. I mean, that's just not even an option.
Yeah, it just makes you want to go get Boak's flowers and make sure that, yeah. Like, I saw this place, and I'm making, like, you have to make, like, mental notes about how to show your spouse, like, that you appreciate them, like, days mm-hmm. before. But then I don't follow through. Like, no, I have, never. Like, all these,
you
like,
you always have these great ideas. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's a brand new cookie place that delivers by her office. I'm going to do that. I don't even know her office number.
Like, I don't even know how I would do it if I wanted to, if I really wanted to pull it off. Yeah, no, it's almost like you have these like movie scenes set up in your head where you're going to like make her happy, keep her, and it's just like, you don't follow through on it. But you have to remember to follow, like, sometimes you have to follow through on those things.
Because
when you stop doing that, even if it's just occasionally, you don't want to be the tryhard over the top who's always doing it. But I have definitely found myself in like those ruts where it's like, oh, really? I really haven't done anything nice in a while.
See,
it goes such a long way.
Yeah,
it's so easy.
We had, my wife and I, a little bit of candor action. We had a conversation where she, obviously because I'm traveling a lot more for work than I was, like, and I'm out of town a lot, like working long hours. So she's doing a lot more of the domestic stuff that we used to share a lot more. And I was going, like, trying to go out of my way to say how much I appreciate it, like, through the text, like, I appreciate you doing this to the kids. Thank you for always being supportive of work. And she was like, there's a big difference between you telling me all the time and action and showing me whenever you're home, like,
for sure,
where you can do more things and you can clean up the house more,
you can
do more shit.
There it is.
All right. So one of the things we were talking about as we got here to this house, and like you said, we've been hanging out with some of the younger bucks, and there's a basketball hoop and people messing around, playing games, jumping in the pool, doing all sorts of young people shit. And you start to realize that if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yep.
A lot of ships have sailed. Things that you used to be good at, you're just not anymore. And it ranges from, you know, partying to activities to everything in between. You just start to become, like, just a dad. That's what you're good at. That's what you can do. You do your job. You raise your kids. And everything else kind of fades because you just don't do it anymore. Things that you used to be very good at just go...
Yes, and when I would, here's my definitive list of things that I used to be good at.
I like this, not now. That's exactly what we're gonna call it. The definitive list of things I used to be good at, but I can't do now.
One, everything.
All of the things.
Yeah,
that
like
in
sports.
Life.
I used to be pretty good at, like, mm-hmm. basically every sport. Like, I could play golf, I could play baseball, I could play football, any sport, I could go. I wasn't a superstar at anything, but I was respectable.
Own.
I could go out. I wasn't gonna be the last one picked amongst my friends in any mm-hmm. sport we mm-hmm. played. Now. We joined the YMCA.
Okay.
And my wife has been asking me to go back to the gym because since I joined Barstool, I hadn't really gone to the gym at all.
Jeez. And tough crowd out there, Mrs. Chaps.
Yeah.
I think you're in pretty good shape, pal.
No, I actually texted her when I got here, and I was like, none of my pants fit. I'm fat. I'm ugly. My hair looks like shit.
Listen,
so, like, I had, like, a real emotional
compared
moment.
Compared to the rest of the crowd, pal, you're handsome as fuck.
Well, thank you. But so we go to the YMCA. I finally break down and go to the YMCA. I'm just riding the bike. I'm not trying to do anything. And don't get me, it's
not
a
hero.
Spin class. Right. Yeah, it's not like a spin class where my balls are going to pop out my legs. Like, not doing that. I'm not
right.
an idiot. Like, I know my limits. I'm out of shape at this point. I'm not going to hop in, throw on, like, Beastie Boys Sabotage and go after it for fucking 15 minutes.
Let's not get crazy here.
I'm just taking a little leisurely stroll. My wife's doing, like, body pump mixed with, like, CrossFit and, like,
mm-hmm.
Taekwondo and all kinds of crazy stuff. And so I'm like, well, she's probably going to be in there for 20 more minutes. I'm going to grab the basketball. go shoot around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's only me and some like 5 or 6 year olds in there. They're just hanging out like the basket's like all the way down.
Five or 6 year olds. Here we go. The story.
I'm on the other end trying to use a regulation hoop. No big deal. It's 10 feet. So I'm shooting some threes. Terrible.
Terrible.
Like, not even, like, I make probably one out of like 50. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just get a little exercise and do like a little bit of a layup drill.
Okay.
So, like, I'm like, I'll go up and get a little rebound. I shoot like a little jumper from the side of the free throw line. Miss, and I'm like, this is my opportunity. Gonna go up and get the rebound. Not aggressive. I wasn't trying to be Dennis Rodman or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just went
retrieve the ball.
Yeah, just a little bunny hop.
Yeah.
Came down, fucking damn near cracked my ankle in half. Like, it rolled. I'm in YMCA that has, like, on the side, it's like, we appreciate Christian values and Christian language. I scream fuck so loud in that place. And I'm just, like, looking down at my foot. I'm like, how is this my life?
Rolled your ankle playing ball by yourself.
Yeah, so they're, like, 5 or 6 year olds. Their faces look like I had just shot their grandma because I had dropped the fuck bomb in the YMCA. I'm, like, trying to look tough, like, in front of these 5 or 6 year olds so they don't see me wanting to cry because it hurts so bad. I hop my dumb ass outside and sit down. I'm like, it'll go away. Like, I'll walk it off a little bit. I get up immediately. Pain shoots back in.
That's the other thing, too, about being washed up is, like, things like rolling an ankle. Like, that used to be common practice. Like, you'd roll your ankle, you'd jam your finger.
And it's better the next day.
Yeah, and you're fine. And you almost, it happens so often. You're roughhousing, you get elbowed in the mouth. All sorts of little bumps and bruises and injuries happen when you're younger. And you would just be like, it's fine, it'll be gone soon. Now it's like, I'm so not used to that I'm like, oh, my ankle is twisted. What am I going to do?
This happened on Christmas break yesterday when I was walking into the fan thing.
Still hurting.
I rolled it again because it wasn't, and I was wearing like high boots.
It's gonna be like a problem. It's like a recurring injury for you now.
I'm fucked. Like, I can't do anything.
See, and this is where now I just started this so much earlier because I mean, people don't ever understand this about me. I used to play sports. I used to be athletic. That ship sailed way earlier for me because I just had like a million surgeries. I just shut it down. Just like, it's just not worth it. Like what you said, like, all right, I'm going to go to the Y. I'm just going to shoot around just to be, you know, a little bit active. I'm just like, it's just not worth it because now you got an ankle injury for life now, Chaps.
Yeah, and I mean, I used to be like, that's why I tell people when I say that I feel like I've lived three lives. Like, there was like Preacher Chaps, Marine Chaps,
Marine Chaps.
And now Blogger Chaps.
Those
Marine
are three
Chaps
very
wasn't
distinctive.
That long ago.
Like, right?
But it's, my physical shape is so much
you
different.
Don't
now.
Use it, you lose it.
Yeah, God, yeah.
And I mean, I am the poster child for it because I used to play ball. I was actually the captain of my high school team. If you don't believe that, we were terrible. But now
Captain, man.
Yeah, that's true. But we get to the Totino's house. I grab the ball, start shooting around, and it's like it looks and feels like I have never played the sport. It's crazy. It's just I also feel like your body. It just knows. It's like, all right, you're a dad now. You left it in. you shot it inside her. You're a father now. And I'm just going to shut it down on all other skills. How about, we were talking about video games.
Well, when we threw the football earlier, I felt like the way that I threw it, like I moved to America from Latvia. Like I had never seen an American
understand
football.
The pig skin.
Why is this thing shaped like an egg? Like I had never thrown it before. It came out looking like Bortles. Like it was just bad.
It's so weird. Things that used to just be completely commonplace that you did for the first like 18, 20, 25 years of your life is just now like you feel completely foreign.
Yeah, like video games.
And yeah, video games is like, that's not a real like, it's certainly not an athletic skill. It's not even truly a skill. It's more just like your brain telling your fingers what buttons
to push.
Yeah,
little hand eye. It's more fingers to eye.
Right. It's just like brain to eye, like push this and... I mean, if I were to play like Madden right now, or like I don't think I it's not like riding a bike.
Why do you have to play people in line? Just turn it off, dude.
I know. I mean, in some of these like real complicated games, like even like a Call of Duty or like a World of War, one of those things, I'd be like, oh, I can't even begin to understand how this works. I don't even think I could get like into the game, like from the main menu to actually playing the game. I think I'd be like, I can't do this.
So my mom bought me a Xbox One when I graduated college.
Okay.
I mean, and that might sound like a long time ago, but I was 33 when I graduated.
Okay,
so
got it.
It was
got
last
it.
Year.
Got it.
Like right before I started working at Barstool. So she got me one. Right around that same time, I bought Tom Clancy Rainbow Six. It was like $15, so it was the old one, like on Xbox One. I was like, I'll just play this to get used to playing again. I still haven't got out of the introductory because you have to kill like 12 guys before you can move on. It's been 6 months, and it's not like I don't try.
You're playing level one over and over again.
I've got to like the eighth guy that I had to kill, but it's bullshit because you get shot once and you're dead. I know from experience that's not true.
That's not the case.
Yeah, like it's.
I am living proof this video game is not realistic.
Throwing these flash grenades and they're making you go, and the next thing you know, I'm getting slashed in the throat. And so maybe it's because I get so frustrated because I'm so bad that I can only play for like 10 minutes at a time before I lose my mind.
Yeah, and then you just start to you get down on yourself because of video games.
And rookie level is not what it used to be.
No. See, what's below rookie? Dad level. There needs to be a dad level on video games.
If you're a video game maker, make a first-person shooter for dads.
Make it like the dumbest, easiest game ever. And we'll love it.
Where you can just get shot it. Like infinite.
I miss it, but I'm like, I'm not going to go buy a system and get all into this shit because it's too hard.
And there's these games now, like it's these worlds that you can last, it's like days, like that you could just go any direction.
It's like your life, yeah.
I need a game like Mario where I can only go right.
Right. You're gonna,
if you go left, the screen locks out.
You start from point A and you go right and point B is the end of it.
Yeah.
And you just got to get there. Really, that's all it is. When you think about Mario, it's just get from here to there.
Yeah.
That's really it.
It's a good goal. I don't want to find potions and all kinds of crazy 3D shit.
I don't need to go all around the world. I just need to go right.
And how about the games that make you do like four button combinations?
No, I mean, that's the other thing too. Like, I want to go back to, I'm not going to say Nintendo with the A and B, but like Nintendo 64 was really where I maxed out.
See, I feel like this is the kind of conversation where we really miss Clem in the 3D.
Yeah, with the video games.
I feel like Clem is a good gamer.
I could definitely see him still excelling at that.
He feel like he has that look about him where he can still get in there and mix it up.
And I don't know how he does it. It's like a dad secret. How do you still be good at video games when you're a dad?
I think it's kind of like riding a bike. If you would have continued to ride a bike from the time you were 8 to now, you would still be good at it. If you ever try to ride a bike as a grown person, you look ridiculous.
Not great.
And you're winded.
Yeah.
I would never even considered riding a bike as exercise when I was little. You could ride it for days. You could go to neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood. Now,
that's
an exercise.
And like my hips hurt. Like my knees. Like I'm all like, it's just.
You got to start different apps to track it to show your friends that you're working out. Because you can't just work out and not tell people. Like you got to be like, oh, I have this app and that app. I only ate this many calories. I had kale. Like.
It's scary how much your human body just forgets everything. And the fact that it's just like riding a bike, and it's like, well, like you just said, riding a bike's
it's
weird
hard.
When you're an adult. It's
hard.
Not good. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
It's actually not
it's
good.
It's not easy. And that is a depressing realization, I think, especially, you know, you have older kids. Like, do you still play with them and whatnot, though? Like, obviously you do.
Yeah.
Is there a level? Because this sounds super depressing, but. Like, there's a part of me that's like, damn, when Shay is, like, really able to run around and play, I don't think I'm going to be able to keep up.
I feel like there's certain things that you want to do with your children that you imagine. Like, my dad never threw a football with me at all, and I always wanted to do that with my kids. So my daughter was like, can we get a football and just throw it around? Because I was watching it on TV all the time, like always. And I was like, sure, yeah, I'll teach you how to throw, because I thought this is going to be a pretty cool skill for a girl to have when she's in college,
Sure.
Like going to tailgate and
I can actually handle the
ball. Yeah, I'm thinking she could chuck and they'd be like, oh, her dad must be a pretty good dad.
Right.
Well, I threw her the ball once. I hit her right in the mouth, started bleeding, and went right back inside. I don't think we've played
since.
I'm
going to go play with dolls. Okay, good.
Yeah, so she's back to art and playing the French horn and stuff, which athlete was never going to be her thing.
Right.
Anyway, she did do jiu-jitsu for a while, and when she choked out the boys, it made me very happy.
See, that's more of like that dad. That's you. I mean,
that's me.
You know,
yeah.
That's what you're going to pass on to her, not playing football.
Yeah.
That's really funny, though.
So when
like
she was doing jiu-jitsu
right
and I would teach her like moves in the living room, like if they do this and do that and this.
So
and
what
like,
the fuck am I going to teach Shay, man? Like, here's how to like talk into a microphone.
She'll be happy just being like, hey, your dad's on TV.
I guess so. I hope so.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, man.
Like, there's not very many times in life when you're at our age, dad, that big career things happen that you can really celebrate your friends, and I'm very happy for you.
It was a pretty cool, like, bucket list thing. And I didn't realize it until I got, like, a really nice amount of, like, texts and tweets and DMs and emails and shit from, like, people coming out of the woodwork people that I forgot about, and I was like, wow, this actually is a big deal. I always try to, like, minimize things and just be like, just keep your head down, keep doing what you do. But when there was the outpouring, I was like, oh, shit, people...
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you have the reputation of being a little bit cynical.
No, me?
Yeah,
no.
And this week has been a different Clancy.
Yeah.
A different Portnoy. And I think that's why both of you are riding high, because you have some big career accomplishments that are happening right at the same time. And it's a good moment in the history of Barstool, of everybody kind of being pals. Like, everybody's kind of on the same page right now.
I wonder how long it lasts.
Oh, not long.
Yeah, probably tonight.
Yeah. I almost wish that you guys were riding the bus home together, because then everything would be
by the end of that.
By Monday, you were riding high, like, let's plan for the show.
Fucking
let's
later.
Do this. Like, you knew you had to be getting along well to do the show. And
well, actually, you know what's going to end is the Super Bowl, because the Patriots are going to win, and I'm going to have to go right back to hating Dave.
Yeah, that's going to bring you back.
And actually, even maybe we have one episode planned it's like LeBron, Goodell, Brady. All topics on one show, and I'm just going to end up disagreeing on absolutely every single one of them, and we'll get right back to our spot of hating each other. But it is nice to feel a little bit, you know what? It's, like I said, I'm on quote-unquote vacation, and things are going well, and so I'm just left, like, negative Clancy behind for a little bit.
Yeah, and we understand those that listen that are just normally the Podfathers thing, but it's kind of like KFC Radio goes Podfathers a little bit. And that's okay, because we are kind of off dad mode right now.
This ain't work.
Thinking career wise, like, what's going on, and that's good, man. Like, and it just brings up the idea that you can't be lost completely in being just a dad, because
you have to have your own personal life,
your own personal
work accomplishments.
You know,
yeah.
Because if you just get focused on, we talked about half measures a couple episodes, mm-hmm. and I feel like right now this is a full measure.
Yeah, and again, that's where the guilt kind of comes in, to bring it back to the top of the show, is, you know, I haven't, like, seen Shay as much. I probably could be FaceTiming more. I wish I was checking in. I wish I wasn't as gone as long as I am, but this was the time to do it. Like, I kind of consolidated it all, and I'm going all out. And my wife was kind of like, I got Shay, go do it. Now, you know, we're still getting the classic guilt trip, put me through the doghouse. But I think there's important parts, and you have to recognize it when your spouse is doing it as well.
Right.
There are times where you need to be like, I got the kid, or I'll hold down at home. You got to go do what you got to do, whether it's a business trip or just working longer hours. I think there are times where you got to recognize that the other person in the relationship, in the family, needs to go out and do their personal thing every now and then.
Because being professionally happy makes you happier at home.
Right.
And if you start to view your children or your spouse as something that's holding you back from being professionally successful,
then the resentment starts.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And my wife kind of had great news. She's going to get, she got accepted to get her doctorate. So she's going to start a little.
Dr. Chapsy?
Yeah. She's going to do a little DHS, like a Doctor of Health Science.
Awesome. And congrats to Mrs. Chase.
Yeah, so she's very excited about that. Things are going great for me here, and things are going good for her, too. So it's a nice dual moment of happiness. You know?
Right. And, family-wise, personal relationship-wise, professionally-wise, everything. And that is where, like, your family's happier, and, like, the dynamic is happier. And I feel like it almost makes you a better parent, because everything's more positive, and you have specific examples to point to your kids. Like, this is the time that mama went and got her doctorate. This is the time that dad went and started his new podcast, whatever. Those are things that's actually what's going to teach your kids how to, like, make it through life.
No doubt. And whenever they're, like, you can take your successes and your kids see that. Like, it's a great example for my kids to realize that mom got a master's degree at 23, then she stopped and paused to be a wife and mom, and now she's at the point now where you can go back and do it again and continue. It's just a great example for her as a woman to be far more educated than me.
For sure.
And I'm just like, I'm like, you only have a master's degree. I just caught up. I'm only one degree behind you for less than a year, and now you're making it two again. Yeah, like,
you need
more letters behind your name. I don't have any letters behind my name.
Just
it's just my
letter.
Name.
Just hey, you got the Purple Heart, man. You got your own accolades.
My wife does not care about that.
And that's what's funny too is that my wife is very like happy for me and is supportive of the site and everything and my career. But like she doesn't give a fuck that I'm on TV. Somebody the other day was like, you know, what does your wife think now that you're going to go be a TV star? I was like, first of all, let's pump the brakes on TV star. Yeah. We went on TV once. Second of all, she doesn't give a shit. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to be more material for her to be like, just shut the fuck up. You think you're hot shit. Go change the baby's diaper. I don't give a shit that you run Comedy Central.
But there was an element of had to be where she was proud of you.
I sincerely hope so.
And those,
but there's a difference between proud and like impressed. You know what I mean? Like I don't.
Oh, impressed? No.
Exactly.
No, I don't think that there's ever a point where they're impressed, which is kind of good because they expect good things.
I don't think they would ever show it. At least maybe they are somewhere deep down, but they're never gonna give you that because they gotta.
I think my wife is like proud of this last 6 months of my life. Like,
sure,
what we're doing. But
the same the way that some people would be like, oh my god, Chaps from my favorite podcast. She's just like, I'm happy that you're doing well at work, but I'm not impressed by you.
We get all the time like, does your wife think you're funny? And I always say, fuck no.
Hell no. Yeah, I mean, I think all those things really do kind of make you into the person that you are, and that translates into the father that you are.
Let's be honest with the listener right now. Like, this is going to come off as, like, so choppy because
it is. Dave, we've been recording
finding out numbers of Kevin's show last night.
Maybe I'll just, like, leave it in there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, like, going in and out because numbers are coming in from the show, and it's just great news. And that's why we probably sound happy.
Yeah. I mean, I can certainly hear it in my own voice.
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's, especially when Podfathers is usually like a therapy session for me. A little bit cathartic.
It's almost like a majority of the show has been a bedtime story for adults.
Yeah.
Like it's our own personal little bedtime story.
That's very true. Do you want to do a bedtime story for your children to wrap it up? You got one on deck?
You go first.
I'm trying to think of one. Because like I said, I kind of been focusing on me.
Yeah.
I've been focusing on me. Let's see. What do I got with Shay right now? Well, I'm just... you know what? Here's a kind of a weird one. My wife's friends brought over one of those like things that you put up along the doorway where you can measure how tall they are, and she is like two feet and change, but she's able to like stand there for a second and like we can mark it off, and it's just something that I remember doing myself, especially when I got a little bit older, being like when I was really like I wanted to be tall and I was marking how much I grew and everything, and it's like she is now to me an officially like a little person. Like she's not a baby anymore.
Yeah,
she's like stood there in her outfit and like 2 feet tall, and I marked it off and I was like, I'm gonna watch you grow into like a full human. That's wild to me. It's like you're no longer a baby, you're just a little human.
She's getting close to the point where you're going to look at Shay's legs and you're going to think, those are getting long and they don't look like baby legs anymore.
Right, they're just human. They're
like
adults.
They're like little feet. Like that. She actually is going to start forming ankles instead of just like little
cankles. Just mush, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's got like long teeth now and the hair's growing. She's in it. She's going to that like awkward phase a little bit where you're starting to be funny looking. But yeah, you're a real little human.
Yeah, my daughter, whenever she was in the same age as Shay, looked exactly... And I don't use this lightly, exactly like Hitler. I'll post a picture on the blog. Like, one time she ate this chocolate chip, and it kind of, like, smeared on her upper lip.
And you had and this I was like, Hitler's mustache?
Am I German? Like, is there something about me that's German? Because my baby looks just like... And she had this little pink pillow that she would lay in. Like, you know the body pillow for babies?
Uh-huh.
She would lay there, like, in between my wife and I. And she would, like, constantly rub her head back and forth, so it rubbed all of her hair out on the back.
Oh, no.
So, basically, like, she had the Hitler toupee. Like, she looked exactly like
really?
Him.
You weren't kidding when you said
no,
she looked
like
Hitler.
I mean, I guess I should say, like, Chaplin. Like, she looked
okay,
like
that's
the Megan Moore socially
that's
acceptable.
That's a better example, sure.
But my bedtime story would be my older daughter has finally got to the point, like, because we constantly talk to her about don't act like money just comes easily, because my wife and I both grew up not rich by any means.
No.
And so we try to teach her the value of money, and teaching someone the value of money while also having in mind you want to provide something that you didn't have is a very, very difficult balance.
For sure.
And my daughter came in. She was like, hey, I want to get a guinea pig, but I want to work for it. She's like, what can I
do? She said that on her own.
Yeah. She was like, what can I do? Can I wash your car? Can I clean out your car?
Awesome.
Can I pick out weeds? Can I do these things?
I mean,
things?
That's a double win for you because that means you're doing a good job as a parent, and you're also going to get a bunch of shit done for
you.
Yeah.
So we like trying to line that up, and her even getting to the realization, because it's a struggle, especially with middle school kids that grew up like in an affluent area, it's difficult for them to have the value of anything.
Right.
Let alone $30.
Right.
When we hear her say something like, oh, we went out to eat to like teppanyaki, which I wouldn't have done a whole lot when I was growing up because those mm-hmm. meals can be like $40, $50 a plate, you know, like expensive
meal. For sure.
And she was like, well, can I have the steak and shrimp? And I was like, no, that's like $50. I was like, you can have steak or you can have chicken, which is still like a $30 meal. She's like, it's not that much more. It's like $20 more. And I'm like, you are fucking 11. That's you better be glad you're not eating beanie weenies right now.
Right. I mean, I was eating like macaroni and cheese until I was like 15, I feel like.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and I'm glad that she doesn't feel like that is going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want her to feel like $20 is not shit. Because
right.
It is.
Right.
You know?
I actually think that we can let's tease that for next episode because I think we can do a whole segment, even a whole episode on spoiled. Kid,
yeah.
You want to spoil your kids, but you don't want to spoil your kids. You want to give them things, but again, you want to instill the value of a dollar and hard work in them. So next week on the Podfathers, we'll talk about that.
And if you are a step parent, hit us up because we want to talk to you too.
Yeah, definitely.
We need to do a step parent show. Single parent, hit us up. If you're willing to come on and tell your story about what it's like to be a single parent, step parent, hit us up. We'll get you on.
Either, if you want to make an appearance for sure, or just hit up the mailbox. The diaper bag, kfcradio.com/askdad is the Podfather's mailbag. Tell us your stories, ask some questions, maybe tell us about how things are different for you or how things are similar. We want to hear all about the single life and the stepdad life. So hit us up, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Back again with Clem and him.
Peace out.
Awesome.
Good stuff.